This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
3-2 in the air, deep left field, going back is Ozuna at the wall. It is gone! Miguel Vargas breaks up the no-hitter in a big way. A solo shot here in this fourth inning, his seventh of the season, and it's the Sox down one here in the fourth.
The White Sox are 20 games below 500. Matt Spiegel.
Yes, Lawrence, I'm here to tell you that this organization is turning a corner as an organization. And I'm not saying just the big league team, who is, of course, as you mentioned, 20 games under 500. But that guy right there, Miguel Vargas, could very well be a legit piece. In his last 29 games, he's got an OPS of 950. Seven homers, 17 ribs, and this dovetails quite nicely with some very specific advice that he got via the organization that came to him and said, hey, we've been looking and we think you could do this. And he said, oh, really? Okay, I'll try. And it has immediately paid dividends. That is but one data point of a much broader picture, if you are paying attention and zooming out, that can make you feel and has made me feel like the organization is turning a corner.
Okay. I would also like it if they just left him at the position that he's supposed to play.
Oh, that's entirely fair. That maybe the big league manager can leave him over there. They don't really have an answer at first base. They sent Tim Elko down.
There should be plenty of answers at first base that don't cause you to move a guy who is having a good season
playing at
a more premium position.
Right, but I'm trying to get bigger than the frustration of a game or two games or three games.
That is process to me, Speaks. That is, oh, wait, we don't have someone to play first base? That's bad process if you then have to move a guy who's been playing a better position.
Okay.
And been doing it well enough to make people like you think they've turned a corner.
Well, but here's why I think that they've turned a corner. Because what they did with Colson Montgomery is widely actually respected by a lot of progressive thinkers around baseball.
Send him back to zero?
They sent him back to zero, took him out of the day-to-day grind at AAA, and just kind of try to get him to relax and think about it a different way and work with him. And then since they've sent him back, he's hitting .341 in 10 games. He's looked the best he has offensively at just about any level. Tiny little sample. We'll see if it works. But the idea is a very progressive one. They just did the same thing with Hagen Smith and Jairo Iriarte in terms of pausing two young pitchers so they could work on biomechanics stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And was talking about it with Keith Law on Hit and Run on Sunday. And Keith Law was like, yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good, progressive, thoughtful idea. Why just use bullets of a guy in the minor leagues when you can actually have him throw while he's nice and warmed up and actually check out his biomechanics? They finally have people on staff to think about these things. Keith was saying they have a lot of really smart people. They could still use more. They should hire some more. But like those kind of things give me a sense of positivity. So there's those things. And then there's the state of the pitching, the starting pitching and the state of the pitching in the minors. And there's a lot of really good process going on. I hear what you're saying about the first base thing. And now they've gone ahead and traded Matt Tice. But you can find somebody to play first base. I like the trade of Matt Tice. You picked up a catcher, and you signed him, and now you'll flip him. And so now Corey Lee is back, and he can play. And eventually Kyle Teal will be here as well. And those guys can play. They went up and picked up an outfielder from AAA in Tampa who deserves a shot a lot more than Michael Taylor.
But that's my point about the process. Like, you have a guy that's getting comfortable at third. Why in the bleep would you move him to first? Because you didn't handle your promotions and demotions correctly, that's bad process to me. The fact that you didn't have a first baseman on your roster or someone who could play first base is bad process. And I get that you're trying to send a point to both Elko and Vaughn that what they're doing is not enough. In the case of Elko, it's, hey, man, you got your taste. It didn't go the way we want. We're going to send you back down. You're going to go work on some stuff. In Vaughn, it's, you've had 5 years to get this right, and you're not getting it right. I'm with that. I appreciate them doing that. I'm just saying that inside of a season where there's more value to Vargas playing third base every day, that your process allowed for you to move him from third base. And that's stupid.
Well,
because first base is a position where you should have someone
play it. What's more important, that Vargas plays 3 games at first base since Vaughn went down, or that they finally showed the accountability of sending Vaughn down? What's more important? Sending Vaughn down, 100%. So Vargas plays a little bit of first. He's played there 3 times. He can play some first. He can play some third. I love that they sent Vaughn down. And there's just the stuff that I'm hearing from talking to people about Ryan Fuller on the hitting side and about Bannister on the pitching side, and some of the production that they're getting in the minors is making me feel a hell of a lot better about this thing organizationally than I did even 3 weeks ago or a month ago. So maybe God, it's not a real sharp corner. That's for sure.
It's not a 90-degree angle.
Oh, no. No.
It's a soft corner.
Yeah, it's a soft one.
Is it like
it's a bend. It's more of a bend, but they're starting to turn that bend.
Well, wait. Is it like chicken corners where you gotta make the long turn instead of the short, quick one?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair. Where it's like one of those six corners.
You're making the turn onto Elston instead of making it onto Damon.
Yeah, it is not. It is not the harsh turn. It's not even the turn onto Fullerton. You know, it's not even that. You're coming off. Is it Cortland or it's Wrightwood? Something over there. It might be Cortland's nearby, but it's definitely a soft turn. But I think the turn.
I think you guys should call it fair or foul. That was one of the great chicken discussions I have ever heard.
Steve Stone loved it. Props to Miguel Vargas for coming on Hit and Run the other morning. Lawrence, dude defected from Cuba at age 17, and 8 years later is in his second different big league city and has busted his ass to learn English and said yes and was so cool to do it and was like thankful for the opportunity. And how about this? His dad, who played 2,000 games for in Cuba, and I believe had 2,000 hits, actually. Had 2,000 hits, played for 20 years in Cuba, was talking to Miguel Vargas about his dad, who he said was a better player than him overall.
Yeah, 100%. That's my, you know, favorite player of all time. I think he's the best. And, you know, obviously he was my big influence to, you know, play baseball. I just enjoy going to the park with him and practice and now follow him and make him here. He never was able to play here in the big leagues. And, you know, for me to do it, it's like, you know, for like appreciation for him for, you know, enjoying me to the game and enjoying me the love for the game.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. Has he, forgive my ignorance, but has he been able to come here and watch you play here?
Yeah, he come here a lot. He's been here every year at homestand.
Good.
He come here and, you know, spent here a week with me. And, you know, it's the whole day talking about baseball, but it's the fun part about it.
Wow, that's awesome. So you spend the whole day talking to your dad about baseball, and he stays with you at your place?
Yeah, he stayed with me. We stay together. And then after the game, we drive back home talking about the day. We get there. We get home. We're still talking about what we're going to do tomorrow, what's the plan, and what we do better. And, you know, until we go to bed, we're just talking about baseball.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
That's really beautiful.
Isn't that cool? Grew up idolizing his dad as a player. Dad never got to the big leagues. Now he's in the big leagues. His dad comes and stays with him. And they talk ball all day long.
Talk ball on the way home. Like, yeah. That's pretty great.
And they talk ball at home up until the time they go to sleep. That's
really wonderful.
Man, I liked that kid a lot.
I hope that it continues to work because, you know, last year watching Vargas is like, oh my God, how was this guy a Dodgers prospect? And he didn't have good footwork. He didn't have good technique at third. You watch him at the plate and it wasn't great either. But clearly what they've done with him since then, they didn't give up on him. They kept pushing him and they're getting good results, which is good.
And if he's a first baseman who bashes, that's okay too. If he ends up a first baseman who bashes, maybe Colson Montgomery gets called up and plays third base at some point, and you've got Vargas at first. And if Elko ever comes back, he can DH, or one of the catchers can DH. You know, whatever. You're figuring that stuff out on the big league level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.